Hi, thanks for holding. Is this James?
Nope, this is Michael.
Oh, Michael, hi. Let me pull up the information. It's for East Coast Painters, though, right?
Yep.
Okay, good. I was hoping I had the right account in front of me. What can I do for you?
So you guys set me up with a call tracking phone number last year. It's not working anymore. I was wondering if you could help me out with that.
Let's see here. This account for East Coast Painters has been canceled since 2019. Did you have a different account with us?
I must have, because I was just with you guys last winter, yeah.
Last winter, okay. So what phone number would the account have been set up under?
So this one is 207-904-8282.
Okay.
And then you guys had set me up with a business number. And it had been working all year, but now it seems to not be working.
Okay, let me look here. Okay, here. Yeah, I found another account. I found the one that was under James Meyer's name, but then I found this one under Michael Krug. That must be you. So let me see. Okay. So since this account's been canceled for almost a year, it says it was since 2024 back in February, there's no way to retrieve the call tracking number. Typically, we offer it, like let's say that the account just canceled last week, but you wanted to keep the number. You could do so and just pay $15 a month for the call tracking number. But because it's been, you know, so long, we would have to go in and purchase a new number. And typically for us to do that, we charge $300 up front, and then you can convert it to $15 a month to keep it going. Unless you said that the number was working for you for a while, so if you wanted to reinstate the whole service, a call tracking number in and of itself doesn't magically bring clients to you, right? So the reason that it was working is, you know, probably at that time you were beginning to rank on the first page of Google, right? So you were starting to get client calls from it. So if you wanted to reinstate that, you know, you'd be paying the same amount initially to get it going, which would be, you know, $299. There's a one-time setup fee of $99 that goes on the first payment only. But then, you know, after you have that for a couple months, you could always, again, you know, switch to just the call tracking if you wanted to. But, you know, I don't recommend that because, again, the web or the phone number in and of itself doesn't typically bring clients. You know what I mean?
Okay, I need to provide a little bit of context. So I just sent out, like, you know, like 5,000 flyers that have this number on there,
it won't even
ring, like, when you call it, and it has been ringing fine all year. It just recently stopped working. And so I'd be willing to pay the money if that means that I'm not going to lose all the money on this flyer to sign back up with you guys.
Oh, that's horrible.
But I wouldn't be able to.
Let me double check that. Because, yeah, no. Let me double check because usually once we lose a call tracking number, we can't get it the same one again. So let me double check with that department and make sure that we can get the same number. And if we can, I can call you right back. But I don't want to, you know, kind of, you know, overpromise and underdeliver something, you know? So, yeah, I'm not even seeing on the account what number. So under the call tracking number, that's all been blanked out. So it doesn't even show what the call tracking number was. So, what number did you have? And then I'll send it to that department and see if we can retrieve it.
So it's 207-387-8163.
387-8163. Okay. Yep. 207-387-8163. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'll get with that department, and then as soon as I hear back, I'll reach back out to you. So this is the best number to reach you, the one that ends in 8282, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, question. Other than the, I'm just looking here. Other than the flyers that you just printed out, is that number anywhere else? I'm trying to look on your website to see if it's on the website, but I'm not seeing it.
It is on my Google My Business profile.
It's on the Google Business page too. Okay, good. Okay, so let me just double check. I see that. Okay, it's on the Google Business profile too. Okay, so let me get back with them, and then I'll call you shortly, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Okay, bye-bye.